The Wimberley Texans have waited a year for another chance to play Cold Spring Oakhurst, the team that spoiled the Texans' bid for a state title last season. That chance comes now in Bastrop, where two of the best teams in the state will square off with a trip to the state championship on the line. Now, let's head to the stadium and the voice of the Wimberley Texans, Mike Blackwell.
Hi, friends, from Bastrop Memorial Stadium, hard by Highway 21 right here in Central Texas. Wimberley Texans playoff football is on the air. I'm Mike Blackwell. It is an absolute privilege to be with you tonight on our mothership of WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM. It is the Wimberley Texans against the Cold Spring Oakhurst Trojans. And what's at stake, you ask? Merely a berth in the Class 3A state championship game next Friday afternoon at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Win tonight, and you get to go chase your dreams for one more week next week at Jerry World. Lose, and believe me, it will be a lonely and quiet trip back up Highway 21. Most people truly believe the winner of tonight's game will, in fact, be the odds-on favorite to win next week's title game against the winner of the Argyle-Monahans game on the other side of the playoff bracket. Tonight is either going to warm your heart or break your heart, and either way, we're going to be right here with you for all of the action. It is going to be a ton of fun, if nothing else. That is for sure. Without question, these two teams definitely have a history and a recent one. The Trojans of Cold Spring Oakhurst ended Wimberley season last year in this very same round of the playoffs, beating the Texans by a score of 26-14. Undoubtedly, there were many Texans, and perhaps even Weldon Nelms himself, who vowed not to let that happen again if given a chance at redemption. And guess what? Tonight is the night. If Wimberley is, in fact, going to erase the memory of last year's loss to the Trojans at the doorstep of the state title game. Let's start tonight by thanking our sponsors for making tonight possible: Cypress Creek Cafe, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Game On Sports Nutrition, Blanco National Bank, Ace Hardware, Stevens and Malone, Lori Gray with a Horseman Insurance, DeMaster Daniel Insurance, Capital Farm Credit, A Studio Z, Tammy Kelly Photography, Wimberley Rental, Kate's Place, Mail Stop, Wimberley Land Company, Wimberley Electric, Computer Services, and by Lone Oak Motors. Our man Clint Shields spent some time with Weldon Nelms prior to tonight's ball game, and we will share that interview with you after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans playoff football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by Game On Sports Nutrition, providing functional food and beverage products designed to replenish nutrients in athletes. More online at GameOnSportsNutrition.com. Support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by your new local State Farm agent, Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding hill country. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 or click online at ByronEccles.com. Byron Eccles, Judy, and the staff are proud sponsors of your Wimberley Texans. Go Texans! This Wimberley football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show tonight in Bastrop, state semifinals, Class 3A, your Wimberley Texans and the Trojans of Cold Spring Oakhurst. Kickoff coming up here in just a couple minutes on KDRP. I'm Clint Shields, sitting in for Mike Blackwell tonight as Weldon Nelms joins us on the pregame, as he does each week, Coach. And first, we'll look back at last week. A big ballgame for you down in San Antonio with a divine team, having a season of seasons for that bunch down there. And, of course, the accolades going into that ballgame for Joseph Sadler, the tailback for Divine. And I think deservedly so for the type of athlete he is and the night or the season that he has had. But when it came down to the end of the night last week, he had his yards, but you had more points on the scoreboard, and that's where it counted.
Well, you know, he was an awful talented kid and had a great year, but you know, our defense did an outstanding job. You take away three plays, and he would have been, you know, we averaged it up, he'd have been 1.9 per carry except outside of those three plays. So I thought our defense played outstanding, and the kids ran the ball, just gave him one long run for a touchdown where we overran it a little bit. But, you know, you take your hat off to that kid. He's an excellent high school football player, and it brought a lot of notoriety to to their program, and those kids did a great job, and Coach Quiz, and we were fortunate enough to make a few more plays than them and be able to play at the next level, and we're excited about that.
We'll come back to your offense in that ballgame here in just a second, but I want to talk about your defense going back to the playoff opener with Taylor when the Ducks were able to put points on the board and take you to overtime. Since that game, you've had an undefeated Gonzales team, held them to 14. You shut out Sweeney in a rematch from last year, then held Devine to less than 15 points a week ago. Talk a little bit about the play of your defense since that kind of wake-up call when you and I talked after that Taylor ballgame. They've been outstanding the last 3 weeks.
Well, I just think, you know, it goes back to preparation, and you get prepared for every opponent. I think it's easy to say that we just overlooked a very good football team and didn't get ready to play. And next thing you know, we had a hornet's nest on our hands, and we were fortunate enough to get through that. But, you know, since that time, our kids have done an outstanding job of preparing themselves and getting ready each and every week and playing at the highest level. And, you know, that's what you got to be at this time of the year. And I don't expect anything different than tonight. And up against a very good offensive team with a lot of weapons, and you know, you got to step up your play. I think our kids have concentrated on the level of concentration and film study, and just the play in general, and you know, of course, a sense of urgency too. These kids, you know, started the year with wanting to be the top team in the state of Texas, and they realize you got to hook it up every week, and hopefully they'll continue that drive and stamina, and you know, but I couldn't say anything more about all of those kids on defense. We just made big play for big play, and some of the kids may not even be noticed as far as the tackles, but their run fits and their pass pressures and different things have caused big plays to happen. So I'm very pleased with our defense, and we've played outstanding football throughout the year. We kind of had a little lull at one game, but overall we've played outstanding defense throughout the season.
A couple of weeks ago, the Friday after Thanksgiving, that first half with Sweeney, you talked about it later, saying maybe you were a little bit out of sync, struggled a little bit, kind of put it together in the second half, and then you had another productive night last week. Do you feel like going into this week you've got all your weapons back health-wise and that everybody seems to be on the same page?
Well, it really is. It's really nice. In fact, it's really kind of sometimes we got so many weapons over there, I can't get them all in there and can't get them all utilized. And they're like typical football players. They want the football in their hands every play. So I got to take my hat off to these kids, because they've kind of kept that selfishness away, kept involved in the offense, and we've been a very good mixture of run and pass. And I think that's what's been has made us really successful in offense, is the fact that you look at the blend of about a 50-50 mix last week, 160 rushing, 140 passing. When you're that balanced, it puts the defense in a bind. It keeps them from doing some of the things that they'd like to get away with and try to dictate what you do. So I've been real pleased with these kids. And, again, how we responded, I know the first half against Sweeney, we owned the field position and didn't capitalize, a little bit of frustrated, but we bounced back last week and put together some pretty good plays and drives. Devine had a very good defense, and they made some good plays on us sometimes when I felt like we should have come up with some better things, but overall, I've been again pleased with these kids and how they've adjusted every week and come out and played. We are healthy, and that's great going into this ball game to have all these kids healthy. And you know, hopefully, we can pound away some run and hit some passes and make some big plays and get going.
Let's stay with that talk in the offense now as we turn to Cold Spring Oakhurst, a rematch of last year's game up at Floyd Casey Stadium, when really for most of the night you had a hard time getting anything going offensively, had a hard time getting in sync going into this ball game the second time around. One, do you have to guard against maybe being too hyped up on offense? And two, how do you feel like you match up with this year's versions of the Trojan defense?
Well, they're a very good defense. They're very quick and aggressive and fly around the football very well, but you know, last year we missed some opportunities. We dropped three or four passes that we should have made. We fumbled the ball down there after getting a turnover, and then we had some misexecution and things that didn't go right. But you know, I felt like that our offense didn't produce like I thought we were capable last year. Hopefully, I think we got a little bit better game plan coming into this tonight's game, but they've got a great defense again, and they haven't given up many points all year to anyone, and that's going to be one of the key deals. You know, is we're going to have to move the football, and one of the best things you can do is rest your defense by not going three and outs and make sure you put together some drives so your defense gets some rest before they come on. But our offense is going to have to produce as well as our kicking game, and has to come through for us in field position. And I think those are some of the big turning points in this football game.
You go from one talented tailback to another. Sherman Gilbert this week had a big game last year in that state semifinal game, and he's had a huge, huge year this year. Over 2,000 yards rushing on the season. Three touchdowns last week in their win. Talk about the Cold Spring Oakhurst offense and slowing them down overall.
Well, he's a big player that has big play potential anytime he touches the ball. That's the key. You can't let him have the big play. He's got excellent speed and he's got a burst, and their offense goes through him. Their quarterback has added some yards and another running back, but if you sit down and look at it, the big plays and the big touchdowns have come from through him. So, and he had a great game last year. We messed up on a couple alignments and didn't make some plays, and then he made some plays, and he's going to make some plays. You got to somehow contain him. It's kind of like the Sadler kid last week. He got some yards, but we contained him in the big play situation for the most part. This kid's even faster, got a different type of running back, and we're going to have to make some adjustments to the things they do. But their offense is a running primarily, but they can throw the ball. The quarterback has thrown it with a little bit more success than probably our past two opponents. But overall, they're going to be a running game, and we're going to have to lock in, and that's what we've been best at. So hopefully we can lock them down and keep them into some third and longs and playing behind the chains.
Lastly, Coach, if you look back or look at where we are this year and compare it to where we were last year, about the only thing that's different is the stadium and the date on the calendar. These two teams coming in here squaring off in the state semifinals with a berth next week in the state championship game in the biggest stage in Texas. I would imagine that's creeping around in your kids' mind a little bit where that game would be. How do you keep them focused on the opponent at hand tonight, and what do you say as you take the field?
Well, that's common, that everybody's talking about wanting to get to Jerry's World and playing for the championship. But, this is a big one, and, this is a rematch and a grudge match to some of our kids because this put our stuff up last year because this team knocked us out. So hopefully our kids have kept in perspective, and I think so. We're not, this is the biggest game, not the next one. You got to win this one to get to that one. So our kids have stayed real focused during the week, and I think that they realize what's on the line, but at the same time, I feel like our kids are ready and we'll be raring to go.
All right, Coach, as always, best of luck to you. Thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot.
Head Coach Weldon Elms says Wimberley Texans and the Trojans of Cold Spring Oakhurst kickoff is coming up here in Bastrop in just a few minutes on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP. I'm Clint Shields. We will see you again next week. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes will be back with you in a moment. Wimberley Texan football continues after this.
This Texans playoff broadcast is made possible by the financial support of the Wimberley Land Company, a Randall Morris and Associates company serving Wimberley, San Marcos, Buda, Kyle, and the Texas Hill Country with listings of residential homes, ranches, small acreage, lots, and multifamily properties. Online at WimberleyLandCo.com or by phone at 512-847-2291.
Financial support for this Wimberley Texan playoff football broadcast comes from Mark Rutledge with Capital Farm Credit, offering rural and agricultural financing, including recreational tracks, home sites, interim construction, and hunting properties. Available online at CapitalFarmCredit.com and by phone at 512-892-4425.
Financial support for this Wimberley Texans playoff broadcast comes from Tammy Kelly Photography. Tammy Kelly Photography specializes in action sports photography, family, and senior class portraits. More information at TammyKellyPhotography.com.
Welcome back to Memorial Stadium in Bastrop. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes, my partner here tonight. And Oh, by the way, a pregame show tonight brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, and by Game On Sports Nutrition. We also want to thank some of our UIL sponsors periodically tonight, among those Texas Farm Bureau and Wendy's. And now we bring in Randy. And Randy, I know we were talking, me and you have butterflies before this one tonight, Randy. This is a big deal, Randy, and win or lose, these boys on either side of this field here tonight, they'll never forget what's about to take place over the next 3 hours.
Oh, that's right, and you're right about the butterflies, and we're not even we're a good 50 yards from the field.
That's right. I know throughout the week, speaking of butterflies, I guess in doing your background on the Cold Spring Trojans, that's a team that will give you butterflies, and certainly has given Weldon Nelms a few butterflies this week as he has been in preparation for the Trojans. Wimberley better bring its A game tonight, don't you think, Randy?
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, like you already mentioned, and like most of our listening audience remembers, it was the same Cold Spring Oakhurst. Oh, excuse me, I'm going to stumble over that.
Call them the Trojans.
Those hyphenated names kill me every time, Mike. But anyway, the same team that derailed the Texans last year on their bid for the 2010 state title. It was a tough-fought game that ended with a score of 26-14. The Trojans got the Texans down by 20 early in the game, and the Texans could never catch back up. All-State running back Sherman Gilbert, a name you will hear a lot tonight, rushed for 222 yards and two touchdowns. All-State linebacker Kedrick Harrison led the Trojan defense to 7 sacks, 3 turnovers in that game. But a year has passed, Mike, and we find ourselves at the same juncture in the playoffs as last year.
That's right.
One win away from going to the championship game with the Trojans standing in the way. You know, that was all last year. 13 Lettermen remained from that Trojan team that defeated us last year, and they returned 4 offensive and 5 defensive starters, including the aforementioned Sherman Gilbert, Kedrick Harrison, and now junior quarterback Alfred Scott. But wait a minute, the Texans returned 18 Lettermen, including 8 offensive and 8 defensive starters. And perhaps you've heard some of these names, Mike Lambert, Blake Moore, Burchell, Alon, and Fonville, just to name a few. And the Trojans have certainly been successful this season. Coming into tonight's game undefeated at 14-0, and let's be honest, we're down to the last 4 teams in the state in the 3A division, and you don't get to the semifinal round of the state playoffs unless you're good. So how good are they?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. So how good are they, Mike? At the end of the regular season, the Trojans led all 3A teams in fewest points allowed, only giving up 60 points all season long. And they were second in scoring with 551. But let's put that into perspective. Gonzales was second in fewest points allowed. If you recall, they only gave up 61 points all year, and the Texans scored 40 points on them in that playoff contest. Not too shabby.
Not too bad.
And Devine, with a little help from a gentleman named Joseph Sadler, led all 3A schools in points scored with 566. And that warhorse offense last week could only muster a single touchdown and field goal against the Texans. My point being, those kind of statistics are very impressive.
Yes, they are.
But they haven't meant much, and they certainly haven't impressed the Texans up to this point. The Trojans had a fairly easy regular season schedule and put up big numbers. Things have been much closer in the playoffs, winning the first 3 rounds by only a touchdown. And one of those was in overtime, similar to the Texans. But they keep finding a way to win, and from all accounts, had their best playoff game last week when they beat West Orange Stark 35-13. Defensively, Mike, they are very strong and are known for their speed at the defensive end and cornerback positions. They have recorded 32 sacks and 18 interceptions this year. And of the 14 games they've played up to this point, they have 5 shutouts to their credit. Offensively, they primarily run a wing offense with a split backfield or sometimes the single wing. The leading ball carrier, Sherman Gilbert, and as mentioned, comes into this game with 2,361 yards on 212 carries. And if that isn't enough, their other running back, Colton Monroe, has carried the ball 171 times for 1,422 yards. Certainly a dual threat in the backfield. Similar to Devine last week, they are a run-oriented team, running the ball 84% of the time. In fact, similar to last week, their quarterback has a 36.8% completion rate, has only completed 42 passes all year. If they have an Achilles heel, Mike, it is in their kicking game. In the playoffs, in the last 4 contests, they are 6 of 9 on point after attempts, 0 of 3 on field goals. Likewise, the games that were close were really mostly by their own doing. They had 30 penalties in those 4 games for 256 yards, Not an enviable stat, by
no,
the way.
No, it's not.
And even worse, they put the ball on the carpet 12 times. Those weren't all lost fumbles, but they did fumble 12 times. So what do the Texans need to do tonight, Mike? Defensively, stop the run. The Texans have been able to do that extremely well all year. I think but tonight will be a real challenge since the Trojans have two spectacular running backs. But if they can do that, it will take the Trojans out of their game and make them go to the air. And with only a 37% passing success and 8 interceptions, you know they're not wanting to do that.
No.
And I'll tell you what I'm a little bit worried about, though, one thing, and you and I discussed this a little bit before the game. One of the formations that we'll see tonight is that they run the single wing with an unbalanced line. They put 8 men on the line in a scrimmage. They'll put Gilbert in the backfield behind the quarterback, Alford. And this is a lot similar to what Taylor did.
Sure, you bet.
Texas had a hard time stopping that run attack, so we'll see how that goes tonight. And offensively, the O-line needs a big night tonight. They have to slow down this quick Trojan defensive line and give Lambert time to throw. And I think you'll see the Texans use the screen, the draw play, and quick pass to the flash to slow down what is sure to be an attacking Trojan defense. And finally, Mike, the Trojans have been prone to shoot themselves in the foot with fumbles and penalties. The Texans need to capitalize on those when they do occur, and more importantly, perhaps, not suffer from those same mistakes.
You're right about all of that. And basically, Wimberley, you have to feel pretty comfortable if you're Wimberley, even though the Texans lost against this Trojan team last year, Randy, because Wimberley has faced these one-dimensional run-only offenses throughout the year and has fared pretty well. So you got to figure, you stop the run, you win the football game.
Especially in the playoffs, they've done spectacular stopping the run game. The only thing that's a little bit different tonight is that most of these teams we played, kind of like last week, you know, Joseph Sadler, he was the focus.
Right.
Go back to the Gonzalez game, that young man, John Anthony Caceres, he was the focus. They really have a dual threat tonight. They've got two really strong running backs, and I don't think you'll be able to focus on just one or the other one's going to run right by you.
And that's exactly like Taylor, too. As you'll recall, Taylor had a handful of backs that could hurt you running the football. Oh, by the way, Wimberley has won the toss here tonight, and they have deferred to get the ball in the second half. So we will begin the night with a Cold Spring Oakhurst with the football. So that's how we'll begin the night. Perfect night for football, Randy. Nice and cool outside. Not a lot of wind, though. Wind shouldn't be a factor. Weather shouldn't be a factor in this one. It's going to be perfect, don't you think?
Other than the fact it's cloudy, and who cares because the sun went down.
That's exactly right.
Perfect temperature. There is a slight 10% chance of drizzle. Don't expect that to happen, though. Like, game time temperature is going to be around in the 50s out of the end of the game.
That's exactly right. Hey, folks, stay with us. We'll be back with our opening kickoff after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM.
Support for WimberleyRadio.com comes from Wizenat and Lyle, providing water well drilling, pump services, and rainwater harvesting systems to residential and commercial customers throughout Central Texas. Information at 512-858-4375 or on the web at WLWSI.com.
Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277.